The Voice of Thaimanuvar, The Silent Sage, Part 4. At Chidambaram. The heart feels joyful as one thinks of Chidambaram, sanctified by holy saints. Thaimanuvar stood there in the entrancing presence of Lord Nataraja. He was bathed in tears of emotion. He forgot himself in trance. He poured his heart's fervor into hymns of sublime wisdom. There is no treasure higher than thy grace. I am full in thy fullness. Thou art the ocean into which countless religious streams empty themselves. O beginningless, endless vastness, rare for the Vedas, rare for the different warring creeds, rare for thought and word, thou art felt only in silence. Hail light, hail purity, power that movest all beings. Every religion hails thee as its God. Thou art beyond religious creeds that speak in terms of I and mine. Thou art known only when all these are silenced in the peace of trance. Having found thee, one finds no more religious difference, for everything is thy fullness and nothing exists without thee. All differences in the world are born of the ego I. This I must be burnt away like a camphor hill in the flame of thy grace. Then nothing shall be left in me except thyself. Thou hast made me realize that I am not the body, the senses, the mind, the intellect, the modes of nature, but that I am a crystal consciousness. Thy consciousness allows no occasion for the insurgence of any other entity. It has left nothing behind. It has consumed all, as fire consumes camphor. There is neither knower, nor known, nor knowledge. The trinity of separateness is no more. Thee I love, in thee I live, and into thee I disappear. Hail, truth light, hail, supreme grace. Thaimanuvar was steeped in trance for a month or two at Chidambaram, and then went on a pilgrimage to Arunagiri, Arunachala, Kanchipuram, Tiruvuthiyur, Tiruvarur, Madura, and other places before he finally reached Rameshwaram. Final beatitude. The world's life depends upon rain. Rains failed and famine raged fearfully. Thaimanuvar meditated before Lord Ramanatha at Rameshwaram for the good of the land. He looked up and prayed, poured down, O blessed heavens, if it is true that God is one and His blissful path is the path. The heavens heard his prayer. The clouds gathered, lightning flashed, thunder roared, and rains poured until the tanks were full and the fields were green and famine was no more. The Raja of Ramnad and his subjects worshipped the sage and brought him to Ramnad in a palanquin. It is said he mobilized the Marava chiefs to ward off foreign incursions. Thaimanuvar rejected all royal honors and preferred to spend his life in a garden hut in Lakshmipuram. He entered into deep trance. From that highest state of divinity, he poured out his spiritual intuitions in sublime verses. He wrote them on palm leaves. His disciples, Arulaya and Kodikarai Jnani, copied and sang them to the public. The songs spread like wildfire. The sage did not like publicity. He wrote in silence lived in silence and steeped himself in divine silence, his mission was fulfilled. The purpose of his embodiment was over. He prayed for a strong body only for self-realization. He was now in perfect union with the divine, immersed in that consciousness. The body was dead to him, so he willed to shed it off. He entered into his samadhi room and closed the door, leaving a note outside on which these words were written: "Dear friends, withdraw the mind from the senses and fix it in meditation. Control the thought current. Find out the thought center and fix yourself there. Then you will be conscious of the divine self. You will see it dancing in ecstasy. Live in that delight. That delight plus consciousness is the God in you. He is in every heart. You need not go anywhere to find him. Find your own core and feel him there. Peace, bliss, felicity, health, and everything is in you. Trust in the divine in you. Entrust yourself to his grace. Be as you are, off with past impressions. He who lives from within and in gathered soul and life is a real sage, though he may be a householder. He who allows his mind to wander with the senses is an ignoramus, though he is learned. See as a witness without the burden of seeing. See the world just as you see a drama. See without attachment. Look within. Look at the inner light unshaken by mental impressions. Then floods of conscious bliss shall come pouring in and around you from all directions. This is the supreme knowledge. Realize Om, Om." The disciples read this with great joy and meditated before the door. There was no stir inside. It was very late for supper. Arulaya gently called, then knocked. No response. He broke open the door. Ah, what did he see? The body lay there. The face was smiling as usual, but the soul that was a real sage had flown away like a bird from its cage. It was on a full moon day in the month of January 1742 that Thayu Manavar entered the final beatitude. January 15th is this saint's day. The disciples, the Raja and the local worthies adorned the body, took it in procession, paid their last honors and buried it, singing his hymns. The real Thayu Manavar, his spirit, still endures and shall ever live in his soul-thrilling hymns. Hail Thayu Manavar!